This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Mexico is on course to elect its first woman president. Mexico's two main political groups have chosen women presidential candidates, setting up an unprecedented election next year. The challenger political party named the Broad Front for Mexico chose Xochitl Galvez, an outspoken senator, to represent their coalition, and the governing Morena party picked the former mayor of Mexico City, Claudia Sheinbaum, to be its nominee. That means, barring any upsets by a third-party candidate, Mexico will elect a woman president, shattering the glass ceiling in a notoriously patriarchal country. Both women are unlikely protagonists in Mexico's presidential race. Sheinbaum, 61, is an environmental engineer who became Mexico City's first Jewish mayor and is a close ally of Mexico's current leftist president, Obrador. Galvez, 60, is a computer engineer who founded her own tech business. She broke into politics as the head of the National Institute of Indigenous Peoples. She grew up in an impoverished community in the central state of Hidalgo, where she helped her family sell street food. Her rise in politics has been meteoric. Women have made huge strides in Mexico's political arena in recent years, in a country where they were not allowed to vote until 1953. Women have made up nearly half of the Mexico legislature since 2021, and the Chief Justice of the Mexican Supreme Court is a woman. In contrast, the U.S. currently ranks 71st in the world in terms of gender parity in politics. Mexico ranks at number 5. Polls currently show Sheinbaum leading the race for president with 44% support to Galvez's 27%. Mexico's presidential election is scheduled for June next year. The Yellow Mule Trail and all access to Buck Ridge Trail in the Custer-Gallatin National Forest just outside of Big Sky, Montana, are closed after a person was attacked by a grizzly bear while hunting. On Friday at 1:47 p.m., officials received a call from a hunting party reporting that a member of their group had been attacked by a grizzly bear while tracking a deer. The caller reported the victim was in need of immediate medical treatment near Yellow Mule Trail outside of Big Sky. The victim shot at and likely wounded the bear, who ran off. The hunter was rescued by helicopter and taken to a hospital in Bozeman. Grizzly bears are the state animal of Montana. The state has the largest grizzly bear population in the continental U.S. Grizzlies are protected as a threatened species throughout most of the country. It may seem late in the summer season, but state and local health officials are urging Montanans to protect themselves from mosquito bites as the state health department identifies more cases of West Nile virus in several Montana counties. 7 residents in Macon, Richland, Dawson, Rosebud, and Yellowstone counties have tested positive for West Nile virus this year. The virus has also been detected in mosquito pools and in horses, bringing the total number of Montana counties with recorded West Nile virus activity to 17. West Nile virus is most commonly spread through bites from an infected mosquito. There is no vaccine to protect against West Nile virus for humans. 3 of the infected residents live in Yellowstone County. Of those, 2 were hospitalized for severe brain and neurological symptoms. 1 person has since been discharged, while the other remains hospitalized in Billings. Many people infected by West Nile virus do not experience symptoms, but some, roughly 1 in 5, experience a fever lasting between 3 and 6 days, along with other mild symptoms. Severe cases of West Nile virus may lead to encephalitis or meningitis, the swelling of the brain or protective membranes around the brain and spinal cord. Some of the resulting symptoms can include disorientation, coma, tremors, convulsions, vision loss, numbness, and paralysis, and can last several weeks or may become permanent. No deaths from West Nile virus have been recorded in Montana so far this year. 2 virus-related deaths were recorded in Montana in 2016 and another death in 2018. Last year, the CDC tallied 90 deaths from West Nile virus nationwide. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.